You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where I told you to be prepared, Corey Majors. Presto changeo, it is done. Adam Schefter says the Browns have named Joe Flacco as their week one starting quarterback. I told you it was imminent.
You're like Scar from The Lion King. Be prepared.
Oh, no. I hope I would never murder someone.
Well, I didn't say like completely like him, just with the song.
Okay.
Be prepared.
Is it the worst song in that movie?
Flacco's the worst option at quarterback.
Worse than Pickett? He's better option than Kenny Pickett, isn't he?
You're right. My apologies.
Okay. Now, for the Texas Rangers, and I understand the logic of they have given up more runs than they have scored.
Therefore, losses have happened.
That is a fair point. But the Rangers win yesterday to break a four-game losing streak and grabbed just their second win in the last 10 games. Now, while all of this is going on, we also had the report floated over the weekend by Rosenthal that the Rangers put John Gray out there on waivers and nobody picked him up because they didn't want to take what I believe would be about $3 million remaining of his contract. And then he goes on the he's dealing with nerve irritation. And now all of a sudden you've gone from, with all this happening, is John Gray done with the Rangers? I know he didn't get claimed, but I'm saying now with nerve irritation, like.
Yeah. And he has 10 years service in the league. So what does that mean? You're fully vested with the league.
Correct.
Which allows you to say thank you for baseball. I appreciate my time here, and I'm still going to be paid. I don't know what the number is actually, but it sounds, if I remember correctly, it's a significant number to us poors. Whenever it comes to that, so that like he can feel comfortable with that. I'm going to refer back to this a lot probably just because there are three different people with interesting storylines. Travis Frederick in The Wall 2.0 says that he, during the time that he was out with Guillain-Barré syndrome, he said he started to see life after football and he could see being okay with it. And that's why when he was like, I got one more chance to go be that guy I was again. And then I was cool. That was a great closure for me.
Yeah.
And I wonder with John Gray, I don't think he got closure here if that's the case. But he has spent a lot of time dealing with some injuries that have stunk And I wonder if he's comfortable with it because he has a lot of different interests in life. Yes. Like, this is a dude that with his, he's a very unique man.
He's great to talk to.
Dude, he's awesome to talk to. He really is. Whether you're just talking off record, just, you know, chatting with him or on record, he's really fun to talk to. But that the injury kind of pops up weirdly. Why they put him on waivers? Can you put an injured player on waivers? I feel like that's a weird thing.
So this is going to be the argument.
Or is
right?
that story just kind of in a weird place?
Well, I think the argument's going to be in a warm-up or something like that. Then he started suffering from nerve irritation after. And, like, that might be legitimately what happened. I have no idea. But another thing to go along with this, and I definitely hope that G-Bag, I believe, will get the opportunity to ask Chris Young that question today, is one of the things that Rosenthal dropped in his piece that I was like, wait, what? Is that the Rangers are already believed to be under the $241 million luxury tax threshold. And so I would have assumed that this move would have been done to drop after what they did at the trade deadline, to drop back below that. But then this doesn't help. What a lot of fans think is that the ownership group got their World Series and has gone back to being cheap. Mm-hmm. And if they were just moving on from John Gray, it would have just been, hey, I want to save myself $3 million, which I get is a lot of money for regular human people. But when you're trying to get below the $241 million threshold and your club is worth $1 billion, you're probably like, why don't you just go ahead and keep him and let's see if we can ride it through on this season.
Yeah. So how does it say how much below? Did he say how much?
No,
or just, and they're believed to be below.
Exactly. And okay. That's why, well, obviously you always got to listen to the G-Bag Nation. They got Chris Young on today. I'm hoping that they can get some clarification from him. And I know he's going to be like, well, I don't want to be into specifics, but I think the question can be as simple as, are you above or below the luxury tax threshold?
Okay.
And hopefully if we make the question like that, that can get answered.
And if you are a certain amount, can you use that money in any way?
Sure, because this is the John Gray situation is the exact scenario in which you could do this, because teams didn't want to pick up John Gray for whatever reason. Maybe you just didn't think he was effective enough to pay the $3 million. But let's say another team had their version of John Gray and you were like, that is exactly what I need. And you're $3.1 million below the luxury tax threshold. Then you could pick him up. And the only thing you're eating there is the money. And it's not your money. It's not my money. And you'd still be below the threshold. So it wouldn't impact the future.
Mm-hmm. From our standpoint, I think most important is we hope the best for his health. Like that, I think from our perspective and from the Rangers perspective, you know, obviously the health is there as well.
Right.
You know, hopefully it's not something that's too severe that can be a real problem for him for a long time. But in addition to that, they see the benefit of that financially. And it's tough. These are business decisions I wouldn't want to make, dude. Whenever I got guys that I really care about and all those things.
So the question is twofold with this then. Are the Rangers doing this because they just don't think he's effective enough? Or is it because they need to shed some money? I, unfortunately, of the opinion that maybe they just don't think he's been effective enough.
I mean, yeah. He hasn't been.
And you look at what happened on Saturday, and
when
your numbers are comparable with a position player coming into pitch, that's never a good
sign. Kevin, you've kind of been standing on your idea of why Adolis would be traded was because of something Chris Young said, and that was regarding the future.
Right.
And does he play into our plans for the future? If not, do we go ahead and start giving somebody else those opportunities, a Cole Wynn type or somebody else, those opportunities to pitch? And B, that idea of, well, let him go do something else. So like that's where I kind of feel that this falls into that. But yeah, he has not, when he got here, his best year was his first, a 3.96 ERA. And since then, you know, we got a great contribution in 23 from him in the World Series. That's it, you know? And then, like you said, this year's been tough. This has just been tough with the injury and spring training and everything along the way.
And I think that's one of the things that people have argued is that these Rangers have been loyal potentially to a fault with some of the people who contributed in 2023. Mm-hmm. I get it. That's a tough argument to make. It's like, hey, you helped us win our first World Series. We're just going to move on from all of you. I understand that. In the meantime, they have other issues as well. So
name one.
So, well, Sam Haggerty's ankle being problematic again. And I will stop at one because you said one.
Look at you.
Look,
he's learned.
I have learned over the years what you were hoping to hear. Now, here's another big problem that the Rangers run into, and I'm going to stick with the offense, even though I understand all things Robert Garcia are concerning for our fan base since the beginning of the month. And we were tracking this last week, and then you came the disastrous appearance, not just for him, but for a couple of people on Friday. Robert Garcia has given up a run in five of his last seven appearances. Mm-hmm. He is 0-for-3 in save situations this month and has a 12.6 ERA in the seven games this month.
Yes.
All of that, terrible, terrible, terrible. And that's why a big chunk of why you lost Friday's game.
Yes.
But I don't want to let the offense off the hook.
Nope.
So on average, and this probably makes sense, MLB teams get significantly better as they face a pitcher throughout the game.
Yes.
All right. First time through the order, pitchers across Major League Baseball are giving up an OPS of 703.
Okay.
Second time, 731.
That's better.
Third time,
for the hitters.
For the hitters, not the pitcher. Third time, 756.
Okay.
All right. The first number, 703. Rangers first time up against the pitcher, their OPS is 678.
Not good.
That's 25 points below league average. Mm-hmm. Consider this. The further you go through it, the bigger gap they have below league average. So they're 25 points below league average the first time they see a pitcher. Second time, more. Third time, even more than that. So the Rangers do improve, but they improve incrementally compared to the rest of the league.
So they're not league average.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they're below league average, and then they're worse the second time and worse the third time compared with the rest of Major League Baseball. So I'm not saying that offense alone is why you lost Friday. Obviously, it is not. But if you're looking for another example of all the problems that this offense has had, that stat right there, I think, is pretty devastating.
And to kind of explain that, I mean, things get easier the more you do them, right? Like, so this is what I'm saying with the hitting the same pitcher multiple times in a game. The more you see it, the more you get used to and understand his delivery, his speeds, the way, the sequencing he might go to, where, you know, something he might like that you saw. And so that happens. So that's why that matters so much. I heard Jared talking about Robert Garcia this morning, Kevin, and the reality of him is just the pitches that he made earlier in the season, he's not making now.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you can trust him in not only high leverage situations, but any leverage situations from here on. Other than we said the same thing about Leclerc and Smores a couple of years ago, and Boach was like, yeah, I'll show you guys. But yeah, doesn't it feel like time to shorten that bench just a little bit? But who do I trust to go in there and do the job whenever I've given Maton the opportunity and he gave up the booty? And I don't know. It's just Evaldi and DeGrom. That's it, guys.
Well, and
throw Leiter in there as my closer.
And then the other issue with Evaldi and DeGrom, and it's not specifically about Evaldi and DeGrom, but even when DeGrom was lights out, he was lights out for five innings.
Yep.
Like, that's just the nature of starting pitching. If you get six innings, good for you. If you get more than that, wow, what a heck of an effort that you've had. So you're going to be heavily relied on your bullpen. And all of a sudden, I know people like to bring up, oh, you're only two games back, three games back. All of a sudden now, you're 5.5 games back. But then the other problem is you would have to leapfrog not one, not two, but three teams to get into the wild card. So when you were talking about this road trip, I mean, it pretty much feels like it has to start, well, yesterday,
mm-hmm,
and continue today.
It started yesterday, Kevin. I know you don't believe.
Okay.
But I believe.
I will admit.
Do you believe, Alec?
I always believe.
See?
In my heart.
I see.
When we were in the World Series, Kevin said he didn't believe.
No, that is not true. That is definitely not true.
He was like, I don't think it's us in the World Series.
I
didn't believe it.
Disagree with that. But I will admit, at this moment in time, I so hope I'm wrong. But this is a team that's tough to believe that now is the magical run.
Why?
Because they just keep losing every time you think they've got momentum. Why are you mad at me? Why aren't you mad at them?
Because this is a season, Kevin. This is full season. I don't know exactly how that works, but I'm going to use that. From the 817, they're playing your show at a neighborhood Walmart that I'm at.
Hey,
Walmart, what's going on? Neighborhood Walmart, that means that they don't have all the things that Walmart has, I believe.
It's usually they don't have as many of the non-food things, right? Like they have the food that you want, but you can't like go buy 8 shirts there at the same time.
From the 806, I didn't believe until I heard Mike Bassick's pregame speech. Kevin, that might be why I believe. I re-believe because of Mikey B.
You know what?
Giving him the speech and the business.
Here's what I say about that. That was a sanitized version of the speech.
Kind
of
weak. I dare him to call in and do a real version of it.
Come on the show and do the real version of it.
I dare you. You don't have the balls.
Mike. Go Rangers!
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we'll move into the expressway, do a little NFL overreaction or reality, plus wanker of the weekend next right here on The Fan. KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, right?
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Now, time for NFL overreaction or reality, but also remember tomorrow we've got Katie Nolan in studio.
I'm sorry, what?
Katie Nolan is going to be in studio at 11 a.m. tomorrow.
That's awesome.
It is.
I like Katie Nolan, man.
Now, obviously, Corey is going to be tired. He has promised to binge watch the entirety of the Cowboys Netflix documentary as soon as it's available at like 2 or 3 in the morning. What?
Yuck. Hold on.
That's what I'm putting in the tease.
It's available at 2 or 3 in the morning?
Isn't that what usually happens?
I think that's when your check goes through in direct deposit.
No, like, because that's what Hulu and Disney are like, hey, once it's midnight on the West Coast, you can start watching it. So 2 in the morning is my prediction.
I think Netflix should be smart and just be like, actually, we went reverse and it's going to be available at 7 o'clock in the evening tonight. That's what I think they should just do.
I mean, that would be very Cowboys-esque of promising one thing and then actually not delivering on it.
Dude, I don't know. They've made any promises to me. This has been all me.
No, they have made promises. Talent acquisition, 24/7, 365.
They acquired talent.
I guess they did sign somebody today from the UFL.
They got this UFL guy.
So that's a great point.
It's a sexy pick.
All right, Jerry. I don't know if I agree with that.
Glad he takes part in the show still.
All right, Alec, you get the first question today.
Oh, no.
NFL overreaction or reality? Corey Majors is going to tell us stuff about Taylor Swift that he claims is somehow related to sports in the NFL.
Corey's been very plugged in when it comes to the Taylor Swift NFL connection the past, year now? So it would not shock me if that's a reality. So I'm going to go reality.
Good call.
Well, are you going to tell us?
I thought you were going to like ask me overreaction or reality.
Okay, Corey, overreaction or reality, you know what you're going to say next.
We'll find out.
Son of a biscuit.
All right, so I was watching this TikTok. And
Alec, back to you.
I have theories now. I did watch the entirety of the New Heights podcast with Taylor Swift because Adrian likes Taylor Swift. Lucy likes Taylor Swift. I like Taylor Swift. I was like, fine, yeah, I'll watch it. I like the Kelce brothers. I think they're funny.
That's what people say.
What? That they're funny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Burm.
So I was watching it and Kevin, you said something recently that is stuck in my mind. And I told you about this earlier this morning. As long as you accept the premise,
sure,
we can have a conversation that's ridiculous.
Sure.
Oh, yes. Would that ever happen? No, but can we talk about it? Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
And that also goes with the idea of Easter eggs. Taylor Swift said that she loves Easter eggs because she found out her audience loves them.
Okay. And just to be clear, Easter eggs, meaning like the secret hidden things in like her concerts or whatever, as opposed to like the tangible,
the religion,
item.
Yeah, of Easter and the eggs.
I don't know
the if bunny rabbit
Easter eggs are necessarily tied to Jesus, but go ahead.
What? What's the symbolism? So she said, but what I liked that she said was this: if you love Easter eggs, I've made this full commitment to laying them around everywhere within my albums and stuff that I do. Because people love looking for those things. Just like in Pixar movies, right? People love looking for Easter eggs in those.
Right.
She said, but if you don't, you don't even notice. Like, you just think it's a thing.
Yeah.
So as she's doing the New Heights podcast, the introduction is, this might be a little bit of a reach, Kevin. The introduction that Jason Kelce gives her after he's done, she says, thank you so much for going on a 47-second rant for me. Kevin, do you know where the 47th location was for her tour?
There's no chance. Dallas?
Levi Arlington? Stadium.
Oh, okay.
Do you know where the Super Bowl will be played this year?
Is she going to be the halftime for the Super Bowl?
Why would she say 47-second rant?
My goodness.
If she did not throw that in there. Now, again, that could be a reach. However, she also discussed at length how all she thinks about 60% of the time is making sourdough bread.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Does she like buy the jar or whatever, or the recipe? And it's like, it'll only take you 8 hours to make this.
All 60% of her life, Kevin, she thinks about making sourdough bread.
And she's already a dominant artist.
Uh-huh.
Do you feel like if she would think more about music that she could make even more money?
I think she's doing all right there. Alec?
It's Super Bowl 60. That's what he's going to say. Sorry, go ahead.
What is the mascot's name for the San Francisco 49ers?
I believe that would be one Sourdough Sam.
Oh.
And Kevin, what did you just say?
Super Bowl 60.
Taylor Swift will be performing halftime in San Francisco or Santa Clara this year based on the little Easter egg she dropped during the New Heights podcast.
Okay. I mean, like 60 kajillion people watched and listened to that. So,
yeah, 60 again. There you go.
That's probably a good time. Yeah, that's a good time to put it out there.
Yeah. So there, that is overreaction to reality. Taylor Swift, based on the fact that she dropped those Easter eggs in there, has either decided she's going to do this or is vying for it.
Look, if she has decided, if she's vying for it, she wins. Like, right? I'm sorry. Just based
name
on
an artist.
Yeah. You give me whoever you want. You can be, you know what? The only person I think could beat that performance, if you're like, no, for real, Tupac is still alive and he's going to be here and perform, not in hologram form, live and in person at the Super Bowl. Then I'd be like, you know what? That could beat the Taylor Swift concert. But they're looking for numbers. All right. And like, who's going to bring the numbers more than her?
Now, what if she's sitting across that table from Roger Goodell? And she says, he says, all right, deal, but the Chiefs can't be in the Super Bowl. Do you think she'd say okay? Or do you think she'd say, nope, never mind, and walk away from it?
I think she'd say, nope, never mind.
I agree. There you go. That's it.
Are her and Travis Kelce going to get married?
I don't know.
Give me a percentage.
47%.
Okay. All right, you know what? Just because of that, I'm going to start with this question just for you. NFL overreaction or reality? The Chiefs dynasty is over.
Overreaction. They still got a really good defense. And, I mean, quite honestly, Kelce was bad last year. He's in fantastic shape. Not best shape of his life, but he looks like he lost weight. He looked lazy last year. And that's the real number one receiver for Patrick Mahomes. Like, that's the real guy that he goes to, and he couldn't rely on him last year. So I think that he's back for at least one more year, and I don't think it's done yet.
Okay.
And Andy Reid's still there.
I mean, I agree. I understand all the reasons, and I know Chiefs Kingdom has come out on ESPN.
Yeah, I'm interested in watching that. Yeah.
All right, Alec, overreaction or reality? The Chiefs dynasty is over.
I think it's in danger, but I don't think it's over. I think if they just play their cards the way that they should and the way that they usually do, then I think everything's going to be okay for them. I don't think Kelce, to Corey's point, is going to be as bad as he was last year. I think he's going to be a little bit more focused, especially if this is going to be the last run for him. I think he gives it everything he's got. You got Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback. That's always a good
step.
And
the NFL is on your side, as evidenced by the Rashee Rice hearing.
Absolutely. And, you know, the more information that comes out about that, the weirder it gets. So I really do think that there is some important people that really want the Chiefs to do well this year. So I think because of that and that alone, I think they're going to be okay.
Oh, man. Because you know what would happen? And this would drive sports fans insane. Taylor Swift does the halftime and incorporates Travis Kelce in his uniform still into part of her dance or whatever. And
he has to catch her.
People are going to have thoughts.
In the end zone.
Yes. People are going to have the most thoughts on that. All right. Kind of a bonus question to this. And we're just this season. NFL overreaction or reality. The Bills are the best bet to take the Chiefs down. Their epic loss to Chicago in the preseason, notwithstanding.
At the moment, I think that's a reality.
Okay.
And because that was the other question I was going to ask in response to the other question you had about their dynasty is who really stands a chance?
Yeah.
Philadelphia.
See, I think that Buffalo and Baltimore absolutely stand a chance, but you've seen this show again and again, and you get to the next to last episode, and then the Chiefs triumph.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'll put it out there. So overreaction reality for you as well, Alec. The Buffalo Bills are the best bet to take the Chiefs down.
I was going to say the Broncos might be, though.
Ooh, fascinating.
Hmm. You know how much I really think highly about that Denver team. And I want to throw them in there just for fun because their defense somehow got better over the offseason,
so
which is terrifying if we're being honest. And if we are at the last legs of a Chiefs dynasty, Why not get started early? Get in there and ruin their dreams right now. And I think they're ready. I think the one thing that scares me about them is their running game offensively for the Broncos. But I would today I'd go Bills. I'd say reality today.
Yeah.
But they could easily lose my trust because they didn't add too much on offense either. So if they look the same and kind of stagnant, I'm getting on the Broncos bandwagon to say bye-bye, Chiefs.
Man, for the 817, Josh Allen's a choke artist. No way Buffalo can beat Kansas City. I don't necessarily agree with that just because you look at some of the circumstances, but that's the thing. Those circumstances get lost to history.
Yep.
So, like, let's say in 25 years, even if they lose a couple more times, 38 to 35, that's what it's going to be. Josh Allen couldn't get the job done. From the 901, it's going to be the Bengals. From the 817, the Bengals are...
214, Ravens exist.
It's the Ravens are in a similar situation as the Bills, and the Ravens seem to find more bizarre and spectacular ways to lose along the way also. Mm-hmm. So, look, once we get to the divisional round, I desperately want to see some variation of Ravens, Bills, Chiefs playing again. It's just, it feels like you know how it's going to play out. I'll watch the hell out of it, seeing if maybe this time it'll be different.
Oh, yeah, dude.
All right, this might be a controversial question. Overreaction or reality? The Cowboys would have been better off just rebuilding this season.
Overreaction for this. I don't think you're rebuilding around Dak at this point with that contract. A rebuild's completely, that's a different overhaul. You have to trade things away and get multiple draft picks. That's the rebuild you're doing, and it's with the idea that Dak's not going to be around. Like, that's what you're rebuilding. The other thing is Jerry never wants to officially rebuild.
I could see that.
So, like, that's the where I just say, like, yes, maybe they would have been. Instead of going, well, we can spend this little amount and be free.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Frugal with this and this and this and add players, but not add any stars. They're just in a weird spot, dude, and they'll never be able to officially do a rebuild the way that we see fit.
Okay. Now, Alec, I know a lot of times people think overreaction to reality is only my opinion based in question form. This is an example where it's not. No. I agree with Corey.
No.
I think trying a rebuild this season or next season while you have Dak on that contract is pure foolishness. So I also think it's an overreaction.
I've now changed my mind about my answer based on the fact that we are supposed to be pitted against each other, Kevin.
You don't have to disagree. Just say what you actually think. Although for $8 million, I would absolutely disagree with every single point that you have. Alec, overreaction to reality. The Cowboys would have been better off rebuilding this season.
Overreaction for me because you guys phrased it perfectly. The first thing that came to my mind was it would have been a reality if they didn't screw up the timeline of the quarterback contracts. If they would have just gotten that right and they had an easy out or if they just didn't pay him at all, I'm a Dak fan and I want him here and I do think he can win games. But if they just didn't pay him, they didn't give him that last go around or a shorter term, what have you, if they would have gotten that handled in a different way, yes, it would have been easy. It would have been reasonable. Nobody would have blamed them. But if you try to get this quarterback on a long-term deal, it's like if the Cardinals decided, hey, we're dropping everything. And even though Kyler Murray still has years left on his contract, we're going to rebuild. It's like, well, what's the point?
Yeah.
It makes no sense. So, no, it wouldn't have made sense this year.
When do you start the process, though? Okay, so Dak has this kind of a contract. When can you start that? And I know, look, CeeDee Lamb's contract exists.
Yeah.
The future of Micah's contract will exist. But if you're going to make that, do you begin that in his last year like they did with McCarthy? Or they're just like, look, we're going to start doing something different while you're still here.
So I can get you out of Dak's contract for sure out of 2027, and we can figure out a way.
But do you do it that year?
To make it work.
Or do you start doing it next year?
Okay. And some people might think these are like counterintuitive ideas. I will tell you this. My little baby step right now, or not so baby step right now, is I would listen to trade offers for Micah Parsons. Like, I would really listen to it. Because I don't necessarily think that torpedoes your team all of the way if you're bringing in another defensive player plus two first-round picks. Because, like, supposedly, you know, there's rumblings about this offer, that offer. I don't actually believe them. But, like, somebody put forth, what if you got two firsts, a second, and a defensive player? And I was like, okay, well, I'm certainly going to listen to that. And I don't think that tears your team down and makes it impossible for you to win. But it also starts building a younger core going forward. Mm-hmm. And if you believe that's the start of a rebuild, that's how I would start. Other than that, I realistically think you would get to the point at the start of 2027 going into, I know it's not technically the last year of his contract, but you can get out of it after that. And I would make a lot of big time moves before 2027 started.
So what you're saying right now is just as a fan, enjoy, have what you have.
Correct.
And don't throw a fit.
I mean,
or throw a fit and nothing's going to happen anyway.
Pretty much. Worst case scenario, what are the Cowboys going to tell you? Micah's under contract and you've got him for 2 years. You traded for George Pickens. This is a contract year. You've already signed CeeDee Lamb. So might as well go for it this year. All right. NFL overreaction or reality. If you were the Giants, you would just say screw it and start Jackson Dart in week one.
Overreaction.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
I understand why you would think that. I think the future for the Giants is here. And somebody on Twitter was like, because he threw a bunch of check down passes. What are you talking about? And I was like, did you watch that? Anyway.
It can be dangerous to make all assumptions positive or negative from a preseason game.
Yeah. But I got invested in college stuff too. And I think there's just I don't like to use the word pedigree. What's the right word to use? Because pedigree means like his dad and his dad and his, like that. Anyway, But I just feel like he's going to be a good quarterback. However, I want to give Russell Wilson that opportunity first. I still do. He's won a Super Bowl before. He's an experienced veteran. Let him lose it. And something happened where I do have to turn to this guy that's actually gained the respect because of the work that he's done from his teammates while he was in a backup role.
Okay.
That's ultimately what I want, is I want him in that locker room doing what Arch Manning was doing while Quinn Ewers was there, and being the guy that everybody's like, no, like, we know he's really good and he's connected with us and he's our teammate and we like him. And when it's time, it's time. And Kevin, I know I've referred to this a couple times. They talk about that, the Cowboys. This was interesting from Zach Martin and Tyron and Travis, was to hear, look, Tony was like our dad. And when Zeke and Dak arrived, they brought a new energy to that locker room.
Okay.
And a new life to us as players. And I thought that was a really interesting, because we heard about that, right?
Sure.
That the connect, like, as they wanted Tony back, they were enjoying this wave that they were riding with Dak.
Right.
So that's where I feel with Jackson.
All right. NFL overreaction or reality, Alec, you would say screw it and just start Jackson Dart in week one.
For fun, reality. For reality, overreaction, if that makes any sense. I feel like I put that pretty well.
I think it does, kind of.
Because the reason I say for fun is because I don't think they're going to win much. So you may as well make it entertaining. That's what I always say about the bad teams. You can lose every single game. As long as I have fun watching it, I don't care. Right. But I do think there's something to be said about having a couple of veterans that have been there, done that, in the locker room and saying, hey, you don't need to play this year. The Chiefs showed that the lost art of letting a quarterback develop and learn for a year, it still works with the right guy. If he has the right mindset and the right people around him, which I think he's got the right group of guys around him, it makes sense. So I think he needs to sit this season. I don't think he does. I think he ends up playing 5 games maybe, but he needs to learn a little bit.
Okay, bonus question just popped in my head. Right now, you would trade a 5th-round pick for Jameis Winston.
Overreaction?
You don't want him as your backup instead?
Nah.
Okay.
But, I mean, also, I'm not sure what I feel about this team yet, honestly, Kevin. So I don't know if it's a contender or not with any quarterback specifically. But I could see Jerry doing it, and here's why. They just got one Netflix documentary put down.
Uh-huh.
Don't you want that Netflix documentary reality show with Jameis Winston on the Cowboys?
I would probably.
Jerry would love that. He'd be like, look, hey, we're doing another one, guys, and you definitely would watch it.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And Alec, can you give me cut number 16, please?
Shot right center.
Yeah, this computer doesn't.
You'll
like me.
Have to trust me on that highlight from the Little League World Series. Hey, our audio equipment tried to cut it off because they know how controversial this question is going to be.
Oh, no.
All right, we move into Wanker of the Weekend. I don't think it's controversial at all, but then Corey has an opinion that I was like, really? Are people who gamble on the Little League World Series the Wankers of the Weekend? The Little League had to put out a statement. I'll read you part of it. This is a real statement. While Little League International continues to monitor the complexity and ever-evolving world of sports betting, we feel strongly that there is no place for betting on Little League games or any youth sports competition. Are the people betting on the Little League World Series wankers of the weekend, Corey Majors?
Okay, hold on. How are they placing these bets? Like through
offshore
BetMGM?
Yeah, no, there's like offshore places that are taking these wagers.
I'm okay with that. Now,
are you?
I feel weird that if like,
oh, Alec,
if I go to the
look,
if I go to the Wynn Casino and they're like, hey, by the way, Graham at first base, he's hit 2 dingers today. Will he hit a 3rd dinger? That's a little weird to me. But these offshore things, dude, it's already offshore, bro. Like, it's already unaccounted for. No taxes, you know?
That
pretty sure that's how it works.
It's not how that works.
You bet offshore, move it to an offshore account, it gets funneled through the system, We call it cleaning your money, and then it's in your pocket or buried in a wall.
And just for the record, I don't think setting up those offshore accounts come scot-free.
You don't know that?
You're right.
How do you know,
nope,
Kevin?
Nope, you're right.
How do
you're
you
right.
know?
I agree. I'm backing down from this.
I mean, he did go to Germany.
Very, very valid point. Very valid where his offshore accounts are. Because that's offshore.
I guess if America. You just consider America the shore. All right.
But
so,
look, there might be some dads making some stupid little bets. I bet my son, gets a single on this. That's fine, right? But if it is invading, that is scary. I will admit that is scary because now you're going to have some dude in the stands who bet $1,000 or his child's, college fund on some kid who's up there that you have no information that can show that he could hit this home run.
Well, and plus, wouldn't you be afraid, and I'm not kidding about this, that you show up and you're like, hey, kid, I have a PS5 and $4,000 for you.
Yeah.
And like that feels
now
like
you'd
a
hope
disaster.
That the parents are there, but we understand every situation's a little bit different,
right?
But yeah, it is a little concerning that when people want, when money's on the line, they try to use influence in whatever, fear, like you said with toys,
yep,
stuff like that.
Alec, you don't support wagering on the Little League World Series, do you?
No, going offshore to bet on a child's sport. What are we doing? Like, Corey, come on. You cannot condone this. Like you said, if it's people in the stands, like $5, my son's going to go yard here. Sure, that's fun. That's fine. That's harmless. You should not be trying to pay your bills off of the Little League World Series.
Will you say
that as a drop? I just feel like that could come in handy at some point.
I'm not a gambler, okay? That about me. I'm just not a gambler. But from everything I understand about you gamblers out there, and that felt really mean to say it that way.
Yeah, it did.
You gamblers. It feels like it's an addiction and you got to find a new juice, right?
You got to
go chase that. And I feel like if that's there, they're willing to do it. What does Jerry always say about Romo? He'd see who could throw a quarter at the roach that would walk across the floor. What? That's how competitive he is. He's a gambler.
All right.
And his Cowboys. The documentary's coming out 2 or 3 in the morning, Kevin says.
So are the Denver Broncos broadcasters the wankers of the weekend because they got duped by a make-believe cut from Micah Parsons? They even put up a little infographic about it and everything.
Oh, no.
And he said it was from his podcast, except that it
wasn't. That he got cut?
No.
Oh.
He said, my dream destination, Denver.
Oh.
I would love to play for the Broncos. They already got the best defense in the league, and they have a real chance at a Super Bowl. The problem was...
He didn't do that.
He didn't say that.
That would be ridiculous if he did, too, right?
I mean...
I just don't feel like it's in the negotiation tactic.
By the way, I don't know how much you enjoy the, context on Twitter, but I like it when it's short and right to the point. So multiple people posted this and it says, readers, add context. Micah Parsons has never stated this. I like it when you don't I don't need facts and figures to go against just a short little blurb right there. Are the Denver Broncos broadcasters the wankers of the weekend? Or is it the people that put this out into the world just trying to trick folks?
I'll get both because the people that put it out there, why? You just troll because it's so fun for you.
Yeah.
And then for the people that didn't do the extra step of, confirming. But you gotta confirm. Those are things you have to do.
By the way, from the 817, Corey, I would not necessarily advise this. If you haven't checked out Polymarket, you need to. All kinds of crazy
bets. Kevin's brought up Polymarket for quite some time because, again, the gamblers out there, Kevin.
I think that Polymarket is often on the cutting edge of certain things. However, they also have wagers going that I do not approve of whatsoever. All right.
You basically tracked the entire election.
Polymarket. By the way, Polymarket was a great spot to track the election. It really was. Look, you know how I feel. People can type whatever they want. Follow what the money is saying.
Mm-hmm.
And if the money says it's going this way, that's probably the way
it's going. That's what the wire taught us.
That is true. is Anthony Belton, the rookie tackle for the Packers, the wanker of the weekend. He had 5 penalties against the Colts. I realize it is a preseason game, but 5 penalties.
Yeah, that's a good way to get yourself cut.
It is. He was taken in the 2nd round, so I would be surprised if they went to that.
He's really testing them. I dare you to cut me. Dying. Yeah, so let's see how many times I can do this without getting cut.
Man.
He's going to get a talking to. Might have to run some gassers, but then again.
Dude, that would be crazy if, like, Tyler Booker came out and called Shoddy, like, a piece of ass. And he's like, what are you going to do, cut me?
And they're like, you can't. He was a first-round pick. You're like, what just happened?
But I heard his interview with Sean and RJ. He's too delightful to ever let that happen. And by the way, we'll probably talk about this more tomorrow as well. Do you think the Big Ten is a wanker of the weekend? Because they're like, what if we have a 24-team or a 28-team college football playoff?
Then you can't be the Big Ten.
No, not for their conference. Oh, they're saying okay. At the end, Kevin, of the now seemingly
point. No, you know how I feel. I want all the teams to compete in the giantest tournament ever. That's what I always want, more teams in these things.
Okay.
Just a whole season. There shouldn't even, like, the season, just get rid of it. It should just be a giant tournament for the championship.
All right. So you would have liked, like, Alabama opens up hosting Richland.
Yes. Bring them all in. Let's rock this thing, dude. I'm all about it.
Okay. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's hear from Dallas Cowboys head coach Brian Schottenheimer right here on 105.3 The Fan.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.